The digital plumbing of Brazil's fiscal future is being pushed to the limit today. On April 13, 2026, the Receita Federal officially transitioned from its pilot phase to high-volume stress testing for the Brazil VAT split payment mechanism. This intelligent system is designed to automatically siphon off the federal, CBS, and state, IBS, tax portions of a transaction the moment an electronic payment clears, moving the taxman from the end of the month to the millisecond of the swipe. This is the make-or-break moment for the 2026 tax reform, as the government attempts to prove that real-time collection won't turn every retail checkout into a digital bottleneck. Stress testing the intelligent siphon, the Brazil VAT split payment system represents a radical departure from traditional, declaration-based taxation. By integrating directly with payment processors and banks, the Receita Federal effectively automates compliance, but the technical stakes are enormous. Peak load simulations. Today's testing specifically targets Black Friday-level transaction volumes to ensure the split logic doesn't add latency to payment settlements. The CBS-IBS split. The software must instantly distinguish between federal and state tax logic, diverting the correct percentages to their respective treasuries without human intervention. Settlement speed. Retailers' biggest fear is that tax siphoning will slow down their cash flow or, worse, crash the payment terminal during peak hours. The Receita Federal aims to prove these fears are unfounded. A global benchmark in real-time tax, if successful, the Brazil VAT split payment model will likely become the gold standard for G20 nations looking to eliminate the VAT gap. By collecting tax at the source of the payment, the government virtually eliminates the risk of businesses collecting tax and then failing to remit it. The retail perspective. For merchants, the trade-off is simple. They lose the temporary liquidity of holding onto tax money until the end of the month, but in exchange, their compliance burden is effectively zero. The system handles the math and the movement. The merchant just sees their net of tax profit. As the stress tests continue through the week, all eyes are on the latency metrics. If the system can handle Brazil's massive retail economy without a stutter, the 2026 rollout remains on track to redefine the relationship between commerce and the state.